This is Radio EcoShock with your host, Alex Smith.
My name's Andrew Millicent, and I live in Corvallis, Oregon.
Okay, Andrew, why are you here in England?
Well, I came to tap into the global gathering, the global wisdom, sort of a dropping into the matrix of permaculture thought. And I've not been disappointed, I must say. It's okay. Been quite an experience.
Yeah. Highlights.
Highlights. Okay. There's a number from the conference and from the convergence. I think that Jeff Lawton's talk at the conference was really a highlight for me. He kind of took it to this outside perspective of the evolution of humanity and what's happening with the earth and where we're going. That was really deep. Ethan Rowland's talk on regenerative enterprise, he really showed how we could change the supply chains, right? And how that was the pathway to actually regenerating the ecosystems of the earth was through supplying products that were sourced from regenerative projects. Here at the Convergence, there's been a lot of really fun partying and dancing, and that's been awesome. But as far as presentations, Dave Bainline's presentation on the design of the Chaikuni Center down in Peru, that was really exceptional. Some of the conversations we had in the Next Big Step gatherings, I sat on this climate change group with Starhawk and with yourself, and a number of other people came in and just really brainstorming on how to tap into our collective networks and momentum to actually create some kind of structure that can flip the consciousness of the planet, especially in this crucial time and when big events happen. You know, how can we turn the tide of humanity towards regenerative systems?
Do you have any practical strategy in that regard?
Well, my suggestion in our meetings was to create a portal that will take people who are looking for climate change solutions and direct them towards permaculture, and especially being able to jump on that media transmission after natural disasters when people are really conscientious. Just like right now we're here and I'm been looking and seeing that Harbin Hot Springs burned to the ground, which is a well-known hot springs resort in Northern California, and suddenly everybody's like a whole giant community is activated to be thinking about, you know, how to mitigate fire or why do we have these big fires, right? And so we keep having this succession of natural disasters, and every time there's this other little opening of people where the shell of their reality has been cracked a bit. And so at this point we need a real acceleration of action and of consciousness. And so when these events happen, it's time to tap them into the permaculture message. So that was kind of a brainstorm we had today.
I went to Rico's talk today, and it gave me a different kind of spin than the talk that I went to with you in the conference where you were introducing the permaculture international design group.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, okay, that's something actually I'd like you to talk about. You don't have to talk about it if you don't want to, but
yeah.
It's actually the bit about he was talking about was how you got onto some project in China where they start talking about redesigning Chinese cities. Is that you or is that somebody else?
It wasn't redesigning Chinese cities,
yeah.
But I was initially, I had some students who had gone out, and after they took their PDC, they went and hung their shingle out. And this one guy was a graphic designer and a web designer and had really good SEO skills. So he built this website and got it really high in the search engines. And the tag words, oh, permaculture design, organic, this and that. And he got contacted by this Chinese developer who they were building this huge luxury resort on this island, in this lake. And they wanted to build an American-style organic farm as part of their resort. And so they had gotten in touch with him, and just by going and Googling, basically going on the search engine, and through that and a few other experiences with being contacted by big investors, I realized that there's a lot of forces out there that have a lot of capital that are getting turned on to permaculture. I mean, the permaculture meme is exploding, right? There's just so much media out there, and there's people out there looking for professional firms that appear professional that can actually handle big projects. And I notice when you go and you do a survey of permaculture websites, you come up with these websites where, oh, we do permaculture design, we do farm tours, we sell eggs, we do permaculture design classes, and we have square dancing in our barn kind of thing. So it's like this real diverse, nobody was saying, this is a professional international design firm, we do big projects, this is who we are, here's examples of our work, and really focusing in on that. So we decided, a number of us, eight of us that all are people that have been working as professional designers for a number of years, most of us in the 15 to 20 year range, if we got together and we conglomerated our portfolios and we conglomerated our skill sets, that we were a pretty potent team. And what we couldn't accomplish between the eight of us, we know practically everybody in this field because we're also geographically dispersed. So we put together Permaculture Design International as a professional looking face that someone who is a big developer could go to the website, they could see examples of our work, they could read our portfolios, and they could see a clean, well-communicated message. And even though we haven't even really done our hard launch yet, we already have all of these, just through our networks, we have all of this interest in these projects that are at a larger scale than any one of us could have done. So it's already working and we haven't even really officially started yet. So I feel like it is a major niche out in the world that is waiting to be filled. Yeah.
So has this been done before? Do you feel like you have competition? Are there other startups similar to yours that you think might be?
Yeah. So of course we've done an extensive survey of who's doing what. And there are people that are close, but not quite, right? Another thing is we called it Permaculture Design International to make a name that was really not obscure at all. That, in fact, your search terms were the name of the business. So it's very clear what we do, and we are just putting that forward. So you can look around, and there are other places. Oh, this team, you know, is doing this, and might be this team of really accomplished people. There might be a list of, you know, 10, 15 people that are like, wow, all these people working together. But if you go deeper, there's not a whole lot there. It's just a very loose affiliation. So I haven't seen anybody with our number coming through and putting it forward as intentionally, blatantly as us.
Yeah, what I'm kind of going for here,
okay,
is more like not competition, but cooperation.
Yeah.
That you're actually a consortium or a conglomeration where it's an open source Rolodex kind of thing, where if you need somebody to do some particular role, that's where you want to go. So maybe you could talk about needing more permaculturists, more people who are past the point where they've now got a little bit of experience and they need bigger projects.
Yeah. So what we are trying to do is become a conglomeration. Basically, we want to be an attractor of big projects, and we want to create work for the masses. You know, so creating right livelihoods. One of the big failures of permaculture is that so few people that go through a permaculture design course actually come out and have employment to utilize the best of their skills. So a lot of, you know, we're not taking advantage of the most brilliant people coming through courses, really. So if we can create a system that has lots of work for lots of people, then we can advance people's experience more rapidly. So that's part of it. And so we're looking at one of the questions. We're giving a presentation tomorrow, and it's more of like a working session. We're really presenting what we're our main vision, and then we're presenting topics that we are still working on, that we're trying to find the edge, and we're hoping to crowdsource to get input on that. And one of those things is, what does a growth model look like? Because we don't want to draw a circle around this thing and say, okay, there's this many people, that's it, like a conventional firm. We're like, how do we create a pattern where the firm can actually grow and maintain its ethics and maintain its systems, but not be finite? So we haven't cracked that nut yet, but that's our intention with it.
So let me ask you, shift gears a bit. Here now, you mentioned that you were part of this Climate Change Working Group. As you look at the situation in the world, knowing what you know about the rapid pace of climate change and climate chaos and weirding and the stuff that's happening in the world, and you look at Ponzianomic finance of the economic systems and the weirdness of governments around the world, finite resources being exceeded, biodiversity crashing, sixth extinction underway. Do you have any reason for hope?
Yes, I do have reason for hope. Because if we don't have hope and a positive outlook, then we're not going to come up with the magical creative solutions that we need, right? So I've spent a lot of my life being really weighed down by this big picture thing. And the one thing I do know is that it's going to have to be this incredible leap in our species, basically, where suddenly we have a greater mass understanding of our connection with the Earth. I don't know how we're going to turn this ship around unless we really have this, somehow this kind of new collective understanding. And that collective understanding can only come about from a positive mind frame, right? Because it's going to have to be something that taps into our greatest creative potential as a species to solve our problems. So I have reason to hope, also because the people I know that are really doing good work just seem to be getting better and doing better and better work. And especially coming to a place like the International Permaculture Convergence here, it's like a rich, vibrant marketplace of amazing projects. And once you kick these systems into place, once you create permaculture systems that start to regenerate soil, regenerate water, they take off on their own. So a lot of it is we just have to seed these processes. And we're talking a lot here on the conference about, you know, how do we raise the permaculture army? Or, you know, how do we train masses of people that when civilization is ready to actually direct its resources towards Earth repair and abundance, that we're going to be ready to answer the call? Because we're not ready yet to answer the call. We're still building capacity, I feel.
That was Andrew Millison talking with Albert Bates at the latest International Permaculture Convergence. Millison is a professional permaculture designer working out of Corvallis, Oregon. Find links in my show blog at ecoshock.info.